Sechtes Kiddush in Daf Yud Ches, 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, and the Gemara previously stated that an Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy will go out L'chiris B'misa Sa'odain, and the Gemara continues, Amr Rava, so Rava states, D'vatera Ivri Kichovim Yerush HaZoviv, that Midaraisa Ivri Kichovim would yash his father, Shinema, as the Pasuk says, B'digay an Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy, V'chishav Im Kaneo, that the relatives of the Eved Ivri should be paid to the Eved Ivri, and when they do so, they should make a cheshbin with the person who bought the Eved Knani, referring to the guy, and we learned that Veloyim Yarsha Kaneo, however, they do not make the cheshbon with the Yarshim of the buyer, because an Eved Ivri that was Nimkala Akam will be Yotze L'chiris B'misa Sa'odin, and this is the Makar that Chizkiya brought right before this Gemara, that an Eved Ivri that's Nimkala Akam will be Yotze L'chiris B'misa Sa'odin, and Rava continues and brings a Raya, Mechlal Isla Yarshim, and the fact that the Gemara brings a Makar that B'negei an Eved Ivri that was Nimkala Akam, if the Odin dies, then the child of the Odin does not Yashin the Eved Ivri, so clearly we see that generally the din would be that Ivi Chavim would yashin his father. Keep in mind that the Mefarshim discussed that when the Gemara states that Ivi Chavim Yerushes Ovid Dvatera, it is specifically only discussing a son being Yerush's father. However, L'chayra, there is no din of Yerusha by other Kravim at all. And Rava continues, although I just stated that Ivi Chavim Yerushes Ovid Dvatera, however, Geras Ivi Chavim Einu Medivri Tera El Medivri Seferim, the fact that the Ger will yashin his father who is an Ivi Chavim is not a din deraisa, but a din derabanan. Rava brings a raya, the Tanan, as we looked in the if there were two brothers, one became a ger and one is still a guy, and then the father who is the guy dies, and at this point the ger as well as his brother who is still a guy will yashin the father who is the Ivi Chavim, then the ger yachaloyim al Ivi Chavim tol ata avedis chavim v'ani mois, the ger could say to his brother the Ivi Chavim that I don't want any avedis zara, and you take the avedis zara in exchange for me letting you keep the avedis zara, I will take the same amount of money as its replacement. Similarly, the ger could say to his brother that's still a guy, till ata yayin esach, you should take any yayin esach that's in our father's estate, mani peiris, and I will take the same value of peiris in place of the yayin esach. Mishnah continues, mishibor l'shusker, once the ger receives these items, then also it will be also to go and give this to his brother and swap items, as at that point, as Rashi says, it is also lachlifam the kamasani misur enah, as at that point it's considered that ger is receiving hanah from the avodah zarah and from the yayin esach, which are isur enah. Rava continues with his raya, and if you're going to tell me that a ger yashin his father that's a guy is a din deraisa, so why did Mishnah make a chiluk between if they already split up the nechasim and the assets, or if they didn't split up the assets? If the din is that a ger yashin his father that's a guy midiraisa, immediately when his father died, it's as if he owns 50% of the estate, and his brother who's still a guy owns 50% of the estate, and the ger tells his brother who's a guy to take that vaydazara, or take the Nesach, then it comes out that he's actually transferring the benefit to himself, and he's being misanim me'avodah zarah and from yayin nesach. Therefore, Rava continues, el midrabanan, that must be that the only reason why a ger actually yashins his father who's a guy is only based on a din rabanan. However, midraisa, this ger is not considered a relative of his father ivik chavim. We have a cloud that gershin skaya kakotin shenayil dami. Midraisa, there's no relationship between this ger and his father who's ivik chavim, and therefore certainly he wouldn't yashin him. Rava explains that even though this ger will not yashin his father midraisa, however, he will yashin his father midrabanan, and the reason is because gzeru dav rabanan shem yachsel surei, that rabanan were concerned that if the ger's father dies and the ger won't receive any yerusha, then he'll have charato that he became a Jew, and the ger will return to his original ways that he lived as a guy, and therefore the rabanan were gozer that a ger should be yarish his father who is a guy. And the last taisa on the amid diba masal amid rabanan gzeru shem yachsel surei taisa says vashlo have chlupi avedis chavim the chavim leitikla yerusha ki im beheta. And Taisus is bothered that Lemaisa, since the Chacham stated that this Ger will be yashin together with his brother that's a guy, their father's Nechasim, so at this point it is considered like it is the Ger's Nechasim, at least on Drabbanandik level, and therefore he's having a Noah, at least Midr Rabbanon, from Avodah Zarah or from Yayin Nesach. And Taisus explained that this was Gufa, part of the original Takana of Drabbanon, that this Ger should be able to be Gerish Nechasim together with his brother up until the point that the Ger actually receives the Nechasim. He will not consider it that the ger is being misanim isur enah, and the ger could tell his brother to take the avodah zarah or take the yayin esach as an exchange for other items, and that will not be an issue. And then Taisa has been taima my yachzel surei hamiyachin is guy kachatishin ayodami v'yachzel surei yeshli din yisrael mumma the l'chayra. As we know, if a person becomes a ger, then there's no way for him to back out at some point and now go back and become a guy, and therefore even if this ger will be yachzel surei and won't do the mitzvahs, but that doesn't make him a guy, and it actually makes him a yisrael mumma. and therefore he's still not yashim from his father. And Taisit says v'yishloima that the takan rabban was she told liyas lechelik yushes aviv, and because the ger wants yashim from the nechasim of his father, so he'll make a mistake and he'll think if he denounces Judaism and his yachsel surai, then he will actually be able to yashim his father. And of course, even though it's a tayis gomer, still the rabbanon said we will allow this ger to yashim from his father in order to make sure that he's not yachsel surai. The gemara continues tanya meyachi. We also see a brisa that says like Rava, as the brisa comes to explain the mishnah that we just brought from Masechta Demai that stated ger avichovim. If you have a ger and avichovim who are brothers, she yarsha safiyim avichovim, then ger yachloim avichovim tulata avidischovim ani bais or tulata yainesef ani payers. And the brisa states b'medvamurim. When do we say this din? Kishi yarshu, when the ger and his brother yashed and chosim from their father. And of course, the reason for this is because b'negei yerusha, ger really did not yashin these items together with his brother. That's a guy, because as Rava stated that every ger is kekatan shin neodami. In reality, the ger was not yerush these nechasim together with the brother that was a guy. There is no problem lechlifam, and there is not considered these misanim yisurah ana. However, the brisa continues al kishin shtatvu also. If a ger is a shutif together with his brother who is a guy, or a ger is a shutif with any guy, then certainly in that case, since the ger owns 50% of the nechasim, so the ger can't say to the guy that you keep the avodah zarah or you keep the yayin esech, and I will keep a corresponding item that has the same value. As in that case, certainly it's considered that he's being machlef and he's misanim yisurana, and therefore it's usher. The Gemara continues that Rava just taught us that Avichavim yashins his father midraisa and a ger yashins from Avichavim midrabanon. However, Rava now continues that Avichavim is a ger, the ger is a ger. If the father of a guy that becomes a ger dies, or if there's a father and son that are both gerim, so ain't a lemi divri tayv, lemi divri seifim, there is no din yerusha in that case, not midraisa and not midrabanon. So certainly you wouldn't receive yerusha midraisa, because as we said, geshin and sky kakot shenel dami, in both of these cases, there wouldn't be a takad rabbanon of shemi yachsel surah either. Certainly in the first case, where a goy tries to yashin his father's a ger, over there, certainly there's no chash shemi yachsel surah, since his son is a goy. And the second case of ger is a ger, so in that case, since the father is a ger, certainly since geshin is gai kakot shenel dami, therefore the son is not considered related to his father, and he wouldn't yashin. And we also don't have to be chash shemi yachsel surah, as even if the son who's a ger would be yachsel surah, that wouldn't make anything better for him, as lamais at this point, he's a goy, and certainly a goy would not yashin from his father, who is a ger, and is considered a Jew. And the Gemara continues to bring a riot to this din, the Tanya, as we learned through Braisa, love a mois min a ger, if Reuven borrows money from a ger, shenis garu ban of imoy, and his children also became gerim together with this ger, then if the ger, who was the lender, dies, lo yachsel l'banav, Reuven would not return the money they borrowed from the ger back to the children of the ger. And the reason that Reuven would not have to pay back the children of the ger is because since the ger, as well as the children, are all considered kakatan shenel dami, and there is no relation between them, so therefore there's no reason that Reuven should pay back any money to the son of the ger. But as it continues, and if Reuven decide to give the money they borrowed from the ger back to the children of the ger, then as Rashi explains, that the Chacham are not necessarily thrilled with his maisim, that we're not going to tell him that he did a good job, because l'maisa, he didn't have to give the money back to the children of the ger. There is no relationship between the ger and his father who is a ger, as they all consider kakatan shenel dami. And the Gemara continues, that how can you tell me that if Reuven gives the money back to the children of the ger, that in ruach chacham nechimenu, but v'atran, we learned in the Mishnah Masech Shvias, ruach chacham nechimenu, that the chacham are actually happy that he gave back the money. And the Gemara answers, lekasha, there's not a steer between the brisa and the Mishnah, kancha rasa v'leidash yishlo b'kdusha, the brisa that states in ruach chacham nechimenu, that is referring to a case where the child of the ger was herasa v'leidash yishlo b'kdusha. Therefore, it's clear to everyone that this child was a ger as well, and therefore it's kakata shenel dami, and there is no relationship between this child and his father who's also a ger. Therefore, the Chacham said there's no reason for Reuven to give this money back to the child of this ger. Continue on Daf Chesmanal, v'kanshei rasi shloi b'kdusha v'leidasa b'kdusha, and the Mishnah Masechta Shvias that says that if Reuven gives the money back to the son of the ger, ruach Chacham nechimenu, that Mishnah is specifically talking about a case that the child of ger was herasa shloi b'kdusha, but l'maisa when he was born, his father was already a ger, and in that case, people made mistake that this child is actually the son of the ger, as he was born after this person became a ger. And if you don't pay back the child of the ger, then people will think that you don't have to pay back a regal hava to a Yisrael either. Therefore, if Reuven goes l'fnim asher sadin and pays back this child of the ger, then the chacham will be happy, as in this way it won't lead to confusion, and people won't think that there's no din to pay back hava to the yorshim of Yisrael. And the Gemara continues that just like Rava taught us that a chacham Avim is Yerushas Avim Dvat Torah, and Rav learned this from the pasuk that states B'chishvim Kaneo. And the Gemara continues that Rav Chiya Bar Avin and Rav Yechron, Rav Chiya Bar Avin said in the name of Rav Yechron a similar din to Rav, that if Chavim Yerushas Avim Dvat Torah, that a goy will yashin his father on derisive level, and instead of bringing the pasuk of Rav, Rav Yechron brings a different pasuk. The chsiv, as the pasuk says in Pashas Devarim, Ki Rusha La'isim Nesatis Harseir, that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that you can't go through the lands of Edom, and as the pasuk states, Al tisku ubam ki lo etel lachem me'atzom ad midrach kaf regal ki rush le'isim nasatis harseir. And the reason is because you won't be able to win any war against Edom because their lands belong to them and you can't take their lands away from them because Esav received these lands as Yerusha from Avram, or some explain because they received this as Yerusha from their forefather Esav. In either case, we see that a goy could yashin their father, and the Gemara asks, v'dilma Yisrael mumashani, maybe the reason why Esav had a din Yerusha is because Esav has a din of Yisrael mumma, because of course his father was Yitzhak. And the Gemara continues, Elamei Hacha, the raya that a goy could yashin his father is from the pasuk in Dvarim that states, Vayomei Shem Elai, Atotzes Moya Batiska Bamachama, Kiloy Etelachome Atzi Yerusha, Kiblein Noit Nasatias or Yerusha. Once again, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael that they can't go and fight with Moab and they can't take away his lands, as the lands of Ur were given to the children of Lot by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Yerusha, and therefore we see the concept of Yerusha even applies by a goy. Gemara continues, Rav Chiya Bar Avin, my time in Lot Makarava, Lemais Rav Chiya Bar Avin and Rav agree to the din that a goy can yashin, and therefore why is it that Rav Chiya Bar Avin learns from a different pasuk? And the Gemara states, Miksiv Chishvim Kaneo, V'lo Yom Yarshi Kaneo, the pasuk doesn't state that you should go and make a cheshbin with the buyer and not with the yarshim, since it's not mefurish, therefore he didn't want to learn from this pasuk. And the Gemara continues, Rav my time in Lot Makarava, so why didn't Rav bring the pasuk that Rav Chiya Bar Avin learned of Ki Blein Noit Nesatis Ar Yerusha? And the Gemara answers, Mishum Kredit Avram Shani, as we can say that although generally a goy would not yashin his father, however the children of Lot were able to receive Yerusha based on the covet of Avram and based on the chashivas of Avram, that's why they were able to receive Yerusha. Possibly this was a special din but the gay of the children of Lot and is not relevant to other goyim. And the Gemara continues, and we'll bring a brisa and we won't explain the brisa in detail, as the Gemara will explain this in great detail in a moment. So the Gemara starts, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned the brisa, Yesh be'ivri she'im be'ivriya, there are certain halachas that pertain to an Eved Ivri that do not pertain to an Amriya, the Yesh be'ivriya, and there's some halachas that are relevant to an Amriya, she'im be'ivri, that are not relevant to the Eved Ivri. And the brisa continues, Yesh be'ivri she'yetz b'shanam v'yevel v'misa sa'adayin ma she'im keim be'ivriya, that we find a din b'negei the Eved Ivri, that he goes out from his Avdus either once he works for 6 years, or if he worked even less than 6 years, but Yevil comes within 6 years, or in the case of Nirza, if this Eved Ivri already worked even for more than 6 years, but Yevil comes, then he would also go out free. In addition, a Nirza will also go out free, but Misa Sa'adin. In addition, if there's a regular Eved Ivri, that his Adin dies, and that Adin did not have a son, then the din is that the Eved Ivri would not work for his daughter or for his brother, and therefore that Eved Ivri would also go out for Misa Sa'adin. The Baisa states that this is not necessarily true, but again, Amavriya, and of course the Gemara is going to say that Shalom Yevil and Misa Adin actually does apply to an Amavriya, and Lachari, what's Pshat in this Braisa? And the Braisa will now continue and teach us three dinim that are relevant to Amavriya, that are not relevant to an Eved Ivri. And the Braisa says, V'yesh be'avriya, shrei avriya, yetzah b'simanim, that first of all, that Amavriya goes out with simanim. Number two, v'inim keres v'nishneis, that Amavriya cannot be sold by a father, and then after she goes out free, the father will go and resell her. That would not work. And number three, umafnais b'alkocha, that she could be redeemed b'alkocha. The Gemara will explain what the Braisa means when it says that she could be parted b'alkocha. And the Braisa ends, masha inkim b'ivri. However, these three dinim only apply to an Amavriya and not to an Eved Ivri. And the Gemara now begins and explains this Braisa. Amar, we just stated Yesh b'ivri she'im b'avriya, and we mentioned that an Eved Ivri is Yetz b'shanim who be'ovil with Mises Adain. Gemara asks, V'ramini, I'll ask you a kasha from our Mishnah. As our Mishnah on Daf Yudal and Rebbe stated, Eved Ivri nichtam b'kesev v'shtar, and then it stated, V'koina atzboi b'shanim who be'ovil with a growing kesev, and the Mishnah continued and stated, D'seir lo b'amavriya, she'koina atzboi b'simanim. So you see that Amavriya is also Yetzah, shanim who be'ovil. How could our Braisa state that Amavriya does not have the same dinim as an Eved Ivri? And Amar Rav Sheshes, or Rav Sheshes responds, K'goin Shiyodah, when the Braisa stated that Amavriya does not have the dinim of shanim and yovel Mises Adon, that's referring to a case where the Amavriya already had yod, and therefore she's a regular ishes ish to the Adon or to his son, and therefore, of course, she would only go out with a get and not with shanim and not with yovel and not with Mises Adon. The Gemara asks, Yodah, if the cases are talking about a scenario where the Amavriya did yod, so pshita, then it's pashut that she would now go out with shanim or yovel or Mises Adon, since she is considered a full fledged ishes ish at this point, therefore, Gita Bari, the only way that she'd be able to release from her husband is only through a get. The Gemara answers that in the Chanami, the Braisa is talking about a case where the Amar Avriya had Yud, and there still is a Chiddush of the Braisa, as Ma'ar Tema, one may think, like Levat Lehuch Chasimina, although by regular Ishishish that had Kedushin, the only way that she would be Yitzah is Beget. However, by a number of Riyah that had Yud, maybe she could go out with Shanim or Yovel. And Kamash 1, the Chiddush of the Brice is that she does not go out with Shanim and Yovel, and she only can go out by using her Get. And the Farshim asked, how could we say that the Brice is talking about a case where the Omer Riyah had Yud? Then why did the Brice state that she would not go out with Shanim, Yovel, and Mrs. Adon if at this point, since she's Ishishish, she could go out with her Get, or she could go out with Mrs. Adon because the Adon at this point is her husband? The Gemara continues and asks that if you're telling me that the Reish of the Brice is talking about a case where the Omer Riyah already had Yud, so the Lachari in the Sefer of the Brice states, V'yish b'Riyah, Sharei of Riyah, Yitzah b'Simanim. The Gemara asks, Hihachi amai Yitzah b'Simanim. This Omer Riyah already had Yud, and how could it be that she'll go out with Simanim if she should only be able to go out by using a Get? And the Gemara answers, Hachi Kama, that the Sefer is telling us, Im lo yada, if it's a case where the Omer Riyah did not have Yud, Yitzah ap b'Simanim, then she will go out with all of the above, B'Shanim of Yovel, Mrs. Adon, and she'll also be able to go out with Simanim. And the Gemara continues and discusses the Braisa that stated Be'inim Keres Finishnes, and Omer Riyah cannot be sold by the father, and then once she goes out L'Cheres, she will be resold by the father. The Gemara asks, Mechlal the Eved Ivri Nimka V'Nishna, that since in the Mishnah we stated Masha In Kein Be'Eved Ivri, so therefore we see that this then only applies to Omer Riyah, not to Eved Ivri, and Eved Ivri can be sold and resold. And the Gemara asks, V'Tanya, but we learned the Braisa that the Pasuk states, V'Nimka B'Gnei Basai, if there's a person that stole money and he doesn't have enough money to pay back what he stole, so Bezdin would sell him in order to raise money in order to pay back for his Igneva, and the Pasuk states that he will be sold for his Igneva, and we learn out that he's only sold for the principal that he stole, but he's not going to be sold for the kefal that he has to repay. And in addition, we learn out a person only sold if they actually stole money. However, if someone becomes an Edom Zayman, as they said that Reuven stole money from Shimon, and then the Edom Zayman do not have enough money in order to pay Reuven based on the din of Kasha Zomam, then in that case, Bezdin would not sell the Edom Zayman in order to raise money to pay Reuven back based on the din of Kasha Zomam. Finally, the Brice teaches us B'gnei Vasa that Eved Ivri is stolen based on his Gneva. However, Kim Shinimka Pamachas, once he sold one time, Shuviyatu Rishay Lemechrai, you can't sell him another time. And therefore, how could a Brice state that only B'negein Amar Riyah that she can't be sold a second time if L'chayyid is din applies to Eved Ivri as well? And Amar Rav explains, like Kasha, Kam B'gneva Achas, Kam B'shtei Gnevas, Ein Chinami, if an Eved Ivri only stole once, and for example, if he stole $1,000 and the Eved Ivri is only going to be able to be sold for $500, then we don't sell the Eved Ivri twice and we'd only sell him one time. However, Rav explained that if a person stole at two different times, for example, if Reuven stole $1,000 from Shimon, then at a different time he stole another $1,000 from Shimon, and Rashi points out that even if we would actually go and take Reuven to a Din Torah at one time, and Bezdin would paskin at this point, Reuven it was $2,000 to Shimon, Rav holds that the Brice is teaching us that since in this case Rav stole at two different times, then even if Rav is only valued at $1,000, and he therefore is only able to be sold for $1,000, so he'd be sold one time for $1,000, and then when he gets out from that shibud, he would be sold once again for another $1,000, and you would sell this Eved Ivri at two different times. Shein came by an Amar Riyah, there was never going to be a case that a father could sell his daughter on two different occasions. And the Gemara continues, Omnei Abaye Sabaye Es Rava, Bignei Vasa Tuva Mashma, that Lemaisa when the Torah states Bignei Vasa, it's Mashma that even if Reuven would steal at two different times, however that Madar B'din was at one time, then the din is that Reuven cannot be sold and then resold for a second Gneva. And Rashi states that even though the Lashon B'Gnei Vasa is Mashma his Gneva and it's Mashma Lashon Yachid, however, Zok Rashi that we find a similar idea B'Gnei Behema Rabba and B'Adog Ashabiyar, even though the Lashon Behema and the Lashon Dogar are Lashon Yachid, but still used as a Lashon Rabbim as well. Because of this question, Elam Abaye, therefore Abaye explains, Loikasha, and when the Brisa teaches us that Kivish Nimka Pabacha Shuviyat Rishay Lamechrai, that is referring to a case where Reuven stole from Shimon at two different times, and he was Omer Bedin Bebas Achas, and therefore he would not be sold, even though he stole it multiple times. But if an Eved Ivri steals from two different people at two different times, the Amad Bedin for each of these Gnevis happened at two different times, then Reuven can be sold on two different occasions. And Rashi points out, that the same din would apply, that even if Reuven stole from the same person, and originally stole $1,000 from Shimon, Reuven didn't have enough money, and therefore Bezdin sold him. Then, for example, Reuven worked for 6 years, and then he was Yotze L'Chavshi, and he went and stole another $1,000 for Reuven, and he was Omer Bedin. Certainly in that case, Bezdin would sell Reuven for a second time. Via Baya, when the Brisa contrasted the din of Omer Riyah to the din of Eved Ivri, and it stated that Omer Riyah is Ein Nimkares V'Nishnes, it meant to say that Omer Riyah can never be sold and then resold once again. However, there are scenarios when Eved Ivri could be sold and then resold. sold again, either in a case where Reuben stole from two separate people and they had two separate Hamadas Bedin, and therefore he could be sold on two different occasions, or in a case where he stole from the same person, but he actually had Hamadas Bedin, and he was actually sold for the first Gneva, and only after he got out from being an Eved based on the first Gneva, did he do a second Gneva from Reuben as well, and at that point he would be sold again. And the Gemara will continue and bring a Braisa, and we will see two different Shitas, at least based on the way we're going to learn our Gemara, which is based on Rashi Pshat. It'll come out that Rava is not going like either of these Tanoim. Ian Taisis is bothered by this, and therefore he learns our Gemara differently, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara begins, Tanar Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, Gnevei Olef Vishav V'chamish Meis Nimka V'chayz V'nimka, that if Reuven stole $1,000 from Shimon, however Reuven's value by selling him as an Eved Ivri is only $500, the din is that you could sell him and then resell him once again. And of course, this is not like the Shita of Rava. And as we mentioned, this is why Taisis didn't like Rashi's Pshat, and Taisis learns our sugya differently. However, Ayin Dagliyas Hegra, that he brings a gear from the Rambam, and in our case of Gnevei Olef V'shavu Chamish Meis, the din is Nimka V'ein Lechayz V'Nimka. And of course, if Rashi was Gerus like this Gersa, then this Shita of the Tanakama fits in both according to Rava and according to Abaya. However, based on the fact that Taisis asked this question of Rashi, we see clearly that Taisis did not have this Gersa. And the Braisa continues that we just gave you a case where Reuven is at least sold one time. However, Gnevei Chamish Meis, if Reuven stole $500 V'shavu Elef, and Reuven's valued at $1,000, Ein Nimka Klal, then Reuven would not be sold at all. The Gemara continues with the second Shita, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, however, says, if his gneva is exactly the same amount as the amount that he's sold for, then he can be sold. And if it's not exactly the same amount, then he will not be able to be sold. Either in the case where Reuven stole $1,000 and he's only worth $500, or in a case where Reuven stole $500 and he's valued at $1,000, in either case, Reuven would not be sold. And of course, this is again not like Rava. The Gemara continues, then with this tiny Rabbi Elazar is able to win over Rabbanon, the Maishnag Gneva Chomish Meis V'Shava Elof Deinimka, that will be different, that if Reuven stole $500 and Reuven's worth $1,000, that he's not sold, the Nimka Kula Erachman of Lechetzev, as the Torah is teaching you that when you're selling this person as an Eved Ivri, you have to sell him completely, and you can't only sell half of him. And as Rashi says, in this case, it would be considered as if you're selling half of him, Ki Hashra Sheshava Schar V'Desheshonim Pishtayim B'Nei Basoi V'Ein Olav Labed El Chatzayin, and it'll come out that even though you're trying to sell Reuven for 6 years, but ultimately Reuven will only have to work for 3 years, as that is all that he owes Shimon. Therefore, the Torah did not allow Bezin to sell this person as an Eved Ivri. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar should tie the Chum Hochanami in the case where Reuven was worth $500 and the Gneva was for $1,000. Nimbukim Begavasam Rachmana. You should also learn that the Torah is telling us that the only time that Bezin should sell an Eved Ivri is only if they're going to take care of the problem and they're going to pay back Shimon in full. However, in this case, since they're only going to pay back 50% of what Reuven stole from Shimon, therefore we should not allow Bezin to sell Reuven as an Eved Ivri at all. And the Gemara continues and quotes from a Braisa that another way that Amavriya is different than the din of Eved Ivri, Umafna Isabal Kocha, that Benegain Amavriya, there's a din that Yepoydah Bal Kochai. Braisa wasn't clear exactly what it means when it says Mafna Isabal Kocha, and Selva Revel Maimon, therefore Revel is thought to say Bal Kochai the Odin, that it means you could be Poydah and Amavriya Bal Kochai of the Odin. Now, certainly it can't mean by the regular case of Gerayin Kesef, because there's no difference between the din of Amavriya and Eved Ivri, and in both cases, as long as you want to pay the value of the Eved Ivri to the Odin, he can't hold back, and therefore it's Balkoche of the Odin, both by the din of Eved Ivri and by an Amavriya. Therefore, Amalei Abayas says back to Rava, my new, what would be the case where there's a din by an Amavriya that you could be pointed on Amavriya Balkoche the Odin, the Kasavli Shtore Adame, must be that the Bryce is being Mechadish to us, that Benegay and Amavriya could even be pointed on Amavriya by writing a note to the Odin. The Odin would not be able to protest, and Masha'in came by an Eved Ivri, that the Odin would be able to protest, and you cannot be forced to take a note from the Eved Ivri in order to be paid himself. The Bayis says that it doesn't make sense that you even be able to write a note by an Amavriya, as a main noka magnisa biyodi of Vinli Chasma. How could it be that we would allow a person to give a note in order to be paid to Amavriya? The Odin has an assurance to Amavriya, who is considered like a pearl, and he'll give her away based on an empty piece of paper and based on a parchment that says that he'll be owed a certain amount of money at a later date. And of course, that's not a fair transaction, and it doesn't make sense even by an Amavriya that we would force the Odin to take a note based on this question. Elam Abaya, therefore Abaya explains that Balkocha de'av mishum pagam mishbocho, that when the Braisa stated maftan is Balkocha, that we redeem Amavriya Balkocha, it doesn't mean Balkocha of the Odin. Rashi explains that if we know that her father has money, then although Benegay and Eved Ivri, we would not force someone to go and redeem an Eved Ivri. However, Benegay and Amavriya, we would force her father to go and redeem the Amavriya. I'm in the bottom thesis where he argues in Rashi, and he explains that Balkocha de'av means that if the kravim of this Amariya come and they want to redeem this woman, the father protests and says that if you redeem her, she'll come back to my rishus, and then I'll be responsible for her mizaynus, and I don't want you to redeem her. We still allow the kravim to redeem her, even bakochay of the father, ayin and taisis. The Gemara continues that we just explained that b'negei and Amariya, we forced the father to redeem her based on the fact that it would be a pagam of a mishpacha if she's not redeemed and she remains in Amariya. And the Gemara therefore asks, is even relevant to the case of an Eved Ivri, and in that case we should force the Bnei Mishpacha to go and be Poyder as well. And the Gemara answers, Hada Azil Maz Menashe, that Bnei and Eved Ivri, that even if we would go and force the Bnei Mishpacha to redeem an Eved Ivri, he will go and resell himself right afterwards, and therefore it won't help at all. The Gemara therefore asks, Hachinami Hada Azil Maz Blah, Lachari Bnei Amaria, even if we force the father to redeem her, he'll go and resell her right afterwards once again. And the Gemara answers, Haktani Inu Nakaris Vinishnes, that since in this Brisa Gufa we stated that Bnei Amaria, a father can't sell his daughter and then once she goes out L'Chiris resell her once again. Therefore, if we will require a father that has money to redeem his daughter and we will do so Bal Kochi of the Av, and of course we don't have to be concerned that the father will go and resell his daughter, as of course since he sold his daughter as an Amaria at one point, he can't sell her once again. And the Gemara now continues, money, this Brisa that stated that in Nukaris Vinishnes that an Amaria cannot be sold by the father and then resold at a late point once again, who is it going like? And the Gemara states, Rav Shimon, it is going like the Shita Rav Shimon. The Tanya is going to the Brisa, Moicha Adam is Bitla Ishus V'Shoina. As we know, a man can be Mekadosh his daughter, that's a Ktana or a Naira. And in the case where he was Mekadosh her, prior to her becoming a Begeris, her husband either dies or he divorces her. Since she didn't have Nisuyin and she also was not a Begeris, her father would have a right to go and marry her off once again to another person. Tanakama continues, L'Shvach is V'Shoina, that he could sell her as a Shivcha and then sell her once again as a Shivcha. Of course, the Tanakama Shita is not like the Shita of Abraisa. And Rashi explained, L'shivcha is v'shayna, makro v'yotz b'sheish, if Reuben sells his daughter and then she goes out by 6 years, oy b'yevel, oy b'misis ha'odin, v'oy d'ktana, at that point she's still ktana, chayzer meichor, he once again could resell her. Aval yetz b'simonim loy, certainly if the Amaria went out based on simonim, then certainly at this point he can't sell her again. Dafidlo le'machor ma'ilam v'viyah simonim enu meichor. Certainly even if Rachel was never sold by a father previously, she is a naira and she brings simonim, then the father would no longer be able to sell her, as the Brisa teaches us in Masechtas Erechim Adav Chavtes, Yochel Yom Ka'odim Espitek Shinaira. The Gemara says that, of course, Misvar, it doesn't make sense. Elma Mechur Kfar Yoitza, that Madach, a person who was already sold, at that point she will go free based on the fact that she has Simonim. Achshu She'en Mechur, in Adin Shalai Timacha. Certainly, if there's a woman that's already in Naira and was already a via Simonim, father can't sell her at this point as an Amaria. The Brisa continues, Le'ishu Sacha Shifchais, that Tanakam holds that if Reuven sold his daughter as an Amaria and then she went out B'sheish or B'yevol and she's still a Ktana, at that point she goes back to her father's house. At this point, since this girl is still a Ktana, then the father could still be Mekadosh her to someone as long as she'll be a Ktana or a Naira. But the Tanakhama states, Avaloy L'shifchus Achi Ishus, if Reuven married off his daughter while she was a Ktana, she then got divorced or her husband died and she's still a Ktana, father would not have the ability to go and sell her as an Amaria any longer. Finally, the Brisa states, Rav Shimon states, K'shem Shein Adam Meichas Bitul L'shifchus Achi Ishus, just like we said from the Tanakhama, that a person can sell his daughter as a Shifcha after he already was Mekadosh her, so too a father can't sell his daughter as an Amaria if he already sold her as an Amaria previously. And of course this works out perfectly like the Brisa. The Gemara continues, that this machlekes that we just had between Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon will be based on the shitas that we will see in a moment over Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer. And as we will explain, Rabbi Kiva will hold like the shita of the Tanakama, and we will see that Rabbi Shimon will actually be a mixture of the shita of Rabbi Kiva together with the shita of Rabbi Lezer. As Rashi states, "We pluk the dahi tanoi klima kamilfligi Tanakam Rav Shimon bedrusha dahi kra the pligi bar Rav Elazar Rav Akiva Tanakam Rav Shimon that we just saw will actually be chilek in the same drushes in the psukim that Rav Elazar Rav Akiva will be chilek on, but it won't actually be the exact same machlekes as the machlekes between Rav Akiva and Rav Elazar." Gemara explains that Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, that the pasuk b'negei and Amar Vriya states in Rav Beini Adinah Hashem lo yada v'hefta la'am nachri lo yimshel machor bevigdoi ba, if there was an Amar Vriya that the Adin did not yield to, and instead they will pray to the Amaria. The Torah teaches us that the father cannot go and resell her La'am Nachri to another person. The Torah gives a reason, Bivigdei Ba, and the Gemara will bring two different ways to understand the word Bivigdei Ba. Rakiva will explain that Lashon Bivigdei Ba is based on a Lashon of a Beged, since he holds Yesh'im L'mikra, therefore the Kri of Bivigdei sounds like the Lashon of a Beged. However, Belezer holds that Yesh'im L'mikra, that since if the Torah wanted to use the Lashon of Bigdei, it should have written it as is Beis Beis Yud Gimel Dalad Vav, and it should have added in Yud. And since the Torah wrote this word without a Yud, therefore we understand that the Torah is telling us that the father can't resell her because he already betrayed her once before. And let us see this Machlekes inside the Gemara. So the Brisa begins that the pasuk says Bevigdei Ba, and we continue on after Chesam Beis, and Rabbi Kiva explains Kivan Shapiris Talisa La Shuvah Ein Rishay LeMeicha to Rabbi Kiva. The Lashon Bevigdei Ba is referring to the talis of the Odin that he spreads over this woman, and he takes her in Yud, and he's now protecting her as his wife. Lefi Rabbi Kiva, the Torah is teaching us that if Reuven sells his daughter as an Amaria, and then the Odin goes and does Yud with her, and then he divorces her, the din is, even if his daughter is still a Ktana, Reuven will no longer have the right to sell her once again as an Amaria. And Rashi points out that according to Rabbi Kiva, if Reuven sold his daughter as an Amaria, and she did not have Yud, then if she goes out free, and she's still a Ktana, Reuven would still have the right to resell Rachel once again as an Amaria. And Rashi explains that the Shita of Rabbi Kiva is exactly like the Shita of the Tanakama that we had previously. Father doesn't have a right to sell his daughter as a Shifcha once he already gave her to someone in Bekedushin. But Reuven can resell his daughter as a Shifcha even though she was previously sold as a Shifcha. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Leza, states, Bevig Deba, Kim Shebagaba, Shuvay Rishay Lemecha, once a man sells his daughter as an Amaria, which is considered like a betrayal, then even if she's released from being an Amaria based on 6 years or based on Yovel, prior to her becoming a Naira, Reuven would still not be able to resell her as an Amaria once again. Of course, this sheet of Rabbi Leza hold that in Shifcha Acha Shifchas, Abel Ye Shifcha Acha Ishas, not going like the sheet of the Tanakama that we had in the prior Brisa, who held in Shifcha Acha Ishas, however he held that Ye Shifcha Acha Shifchas. Rabbi Leza is also not like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon in the prior Brisa, because Rabbi Shimon holds that not only do we say that in Shifcha Acha Ishas, we also hold that in Shifcha Acha Shifchas. The Gemara now explains the base of the Machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Leza. But my Kamifli, Rabbi Leza Salvi Yeshim Lemiserius, Rabbi Leza holds we go based on Miserius, and since if the Torah wanted to use a Lashon Beged, it should have said Bevigdai with a Yud, and it says without a Yud, therefore we read it as Bebagdai, because he rebelled against her, and we learn out that in Shifchas Acha Shifchas. However, Rabbi Kiva Salvi Yeshim Lemikra, Rabbi Kiva says we go based on decree, and since we read it as Bevigdai, and it's a Lashon Beged, therefore we learn out that in Shifcha Acha Ishas, Avol Yeshifchas Acha Shifchas, and Rabbi Shimon Salvi Yeshim Lemikra Vil Miserius. And in order to explain the Shita Rabbi Shimon in the prior Brisa, we will have to say Rabbi Shimon holds that we look at the decree and we look at the Miserius, and since we could read it as Bevigdei Ba as well as Bebagdei Ba, therefore Rabbi Shimon holds that in Shifchas Acha Ishas, and he also holds that in Shifchas Acha Shifchas, and he mixes up both the Shita of Yeshim Lemikra and the Shita of Yeshim Lemiserius. And as Rashi says, Hilchos Darash Tavayo, and Rashi continues, Vim Taima Hada Om Besanedrin Gab Besukas 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 Rabbi Shimon Yeshim Lemikra, that the Gemara over there said Rabbi Shimon holds Yeshim Lemikra, and over here it says that Rabbi Shimon holds Yeshim Lemikra Ul Miserius. Hasam Lekalameim Mikra Miserius. Over there, it's impossible to say that Rabbi Shimon would go based on the Kriya and the Miserius. The Isil Hai Leisil Hai, as in that sugya, it won't make sense, and they're competing ideas. If you would hold like both ideas, and of course, in Shleisha Defanis Sichshata Leisidrish Mikra Vim Tifsal Leisidrish Miserius Avakan Yesh Lekayim Shneim. But over here, Rabbi Shimon feels they could go based on the Mikra and based on the Miserius, and if we dashes both the Mikra and the Miserius, and the Gemara continues to discuss the din of Yud, and as Rashi says, what is Yud? The person says to his Amaria, that you are Yud to me based on your original purchase price and the original Kinyan Kesef. The Gemara begins, when the Odin does Yud with his Amaria, or his son does Yud with Amaria, does Yud go directly to Nasuyan and there's no need for Erisin? Or do we say that it's only Erisin Esa, and she's only considered Mekudeshes, and she's not considered Nasuyan yet, and she would need the Chuppah? And the Gemara states, Nafkamina Liarshul Tamil Lalafanadra. Of course, the Nafkamina will be only once she's considered married and Nesua to Reuven, then Reuven will be able to Yashinah. He would also be able to be a Metamatar if he's a Kayin. In addition, if she's a Naira, only once she's a Nesua would he have a right to be made for an Adurim by herself, and he wouldn't have to have the Shufis of her father. And the Gemara asks, Mai, what is the din? The Gemara continues and brings a Raya from the din of Rabbi Kiva. Tashma, we just learned beforehand that Rabbi Kiva stated that since the Pasuk says Bevigdabo, we learn out, Kivin Shapiris, Talisa Elau, Shuvan Rishari Lamecha, once Reuven does yield with the Amavriya, even if Reuven divorces Rachel, and now Rachel is still a Ktana, and she goes back to her father's home, her father can't sell her once again as a Nari Marasa, and as we explained, that Rabbi Kiva holds, Ein Shifchas Acha Shifchas. The Gemara is Medayik, Zvunu Delei Mazbila, that her father can't sell her once again, how you Demiayidla, but if he wants to be Mekadishar as a regular Ishishish, then he could be Mekadishar, even though the Gemara uses the terminology of Yudemiayid, Zakrashi Klima, Likidushin Shlili Shem Shifchas Meichra, and a father can can still go and be Makadisha to another man. Gemara now wants to bring a raya. If we will say that the original year that she did with the Adon was considered Nisuyin, so Kivin Shanisis, Shuva in Lavia, Rishuspa. And we know that once there's a Ketana that gets married and her father not only did Kedushin with her, but even gave it to someone based on Nisuyin, the din is that if she gets divorced, she doesn't go back to her father's home, and her father can go and remarry her once again. Therefore, how could we be Medayik? Zwunud Loy Masbala, Hayud Mayayla, that her father would be able to be Mekadosh once again. But Lachariya, if Yud is Nisuyin Aisa, that should not be the din. And Lav Shemai Minah, Irisin Aisa, and Lachariya, we should see from here that Yud was only Irisin Aisa, and therefore, even though the Adon originally did Yud with her, it was only considered Kedushin, and now that the Adon divorced her and she goes back to her father's house, her father could still be Mekadosh because she's still a Ketana. The Gemara continues, Amar Nachman Yitzchak, Hacha B'Kedushin Almakai, that from this Braisa, we couldn't bring a Raya to the din of Yud if it's Nisuyin Aisa of Irisin Aisa, because when Rabbi Kiva stated, Kivin Shapir's Talisa Le'a Shuv Inri Shayel Lamecha, it wasn't talking about a case where he sold as an Amaria and the Adon did Yud, but it's talking about a case where the father actually was Mekadosh his daughter. Rabbi Kiva teaches us that since he already married off this daughter, then even if this daughter will get a divorce and she's still a Ketana, that a father would not be able to sell her as a Nayim Rasa, since he already was Big Dibba, and since he already was Mekadosh to another man. And as the Gemara explains, V'hari Kaman, this is what Rabbi Kiva meant to say, that once her father already gave her over to someone that would be chayiv in she'irik susavay nasa, shuvin yachla mechra, at this point he no longer would have the right to sell her, even if she gets divorced and she goes back to her father's home at the point that she's still a Ketana. Gemara continues and tries to bring another raya if he is nesun aisa or irisun aisa, tashma, that the Braisa teaches us, im mechra lekrevim, a father cannot sell his daughter as an amaria to any krevim that is also to this woman. Tanakama hold that since the pasuk tells us that shalo yada, the Torah is teaching us that in order for a person to acquire an amaria, it has to be that it's possible for him or his son to be able to do yin with this woman. If this girl is an erevah to him and therefore they can't have bia, since one of the dinim of the pasha of amaria doesn't apply, the entire pasha of amaria is not relevant to such a person and the kinyan would not be chal. Bryce continues, Mishum Beleza Amru, however, Beleza argued in Tanakama and says, Meichwil Kravim, that a father has a right to sell his daughter as an amaria to Kravim, and there's no eco based on yud. And the Gemara continues, Vishavin, however, the Tanakama and Beleza agree, Shemeichwa Amanul Kain Gadol, the father can sell his daughter as an amaria, even if she's an amana, he could sell it to a kain gadol, or if she's a grusha chalutza, he could sell it to a kain headed. And even though, of course, it would be also for this kain gadol to do yud with the amana, and it would be also for the kain headed to do yud with the grusha chalutza, however, lemaisa, since kedusha would be typhus, therefore, a father still has the right to sell his daughter who's an amana to a kain gadol, or to sell his daughter who's a grusha chalutza to a kain headed. And the Gemara is, hi amana, hechidami, what are we referring to when we mentioned that this girl was an amana? Elaim de kadosh nafsha, if it's talking about a case that this Tana went and was Mekadosh herself, Amana Karila, how can you call her Amana? Of course she's not Amana, as the Kedusha wasn't Typhus at all, since she's a Tana, and of course this girl couldn't be a Naira, as of course the entire Pasha of Amaria only applies by a Tana. Where therefore states, Ve'ela de Kichavia, must be a case where her father was Mekadosh her, and then the Oris died, and now the father wants to go and sell her as an Amaria, and she's not Amana. Where he is that this can't either be the Pshat, because Mi Matsi Masbala, how could the father go and sell this woman? Since Reuven already married his daughter off, both according to the Shita Rabbi Kiva as well as the Shita Rabbi Shimon, then is that in Shivcha Achaishus, therefore how could it be that the father's sale would be a valid sale? And the Gemara continues, based on this problem, that over here we're talking about a scenario where the father actually sold his daughter as an Amaria, then based on the din of Yud, the Adon went and Mekadosh this girl, and it's going according to Shita Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda that the original mice that was given for the purchase of this Amaria does not go for Kedushin, and therefore, even though Rachel eventually becomes an Amana, father would still have the ability to sell her off and could sell her to a Kohen Gadol, as the din of Ein Shifchas Ach Ishus is not relevant over here, since the Ishus was not based on a Kenyan Kesef that the father was Mekabel, and it was based on Yud, which was specifically between the Adain and this girl, and her father had nothing to do with the mice of Yud. And the Gemara now continues and tries to bring a raya, v'yamit nesun aisa, and if we're going to say that yud is oisin nesuyin, so since l'maisa the Adon did yud with Rachel, and yud is oisin nesuyin, of course it didn't should be that kivin shenisa is that once Rachel was married, and even though at this point she's divorced, and she's still a Ketana, but certainly shuvein lavi rishuspa, her father has no longer any rishus over her, and he can't sell her as an amaria. How could the Braisa state that v'shovin shemeichu almana l'kayin gadol? And the Gemara continues and still still bothered. But what are you going to tell me that irisin isa, that yirin is isa irisin and not nisuyin? That also doesn't make sense, because how could the brisa state v'shavin shemecha that both Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakama agree that once she gets divorced from the other, then the father can still sell her as an amaria v'ha'in adam meches pita l'shivches acha ishes? But both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon agree once a father already gave his daughter over for kedushin, then he can no longer sell her as an amaria. The Gemara answered, alamayis l'chamema, but l'chira, how are you going to explain the brisa that shani irisin nidara me'irisin navia? Although we say that in shivches acha ishes, that is only when the father was the one who made this ishes and he was meisahal l'kedushin. However, in a case where this woman became a kudeshes through yird, where the adon is the one who did the meisah yird with this woman and the father wasn't involved, so maybe we would say in that case that the father could still go and sell as a shivcha. And based on this svara, the Gemara continues and says that therefore you can't prove that yird is oisa irisin and not nisuyin. Zafilu tem nisun oisa, as even would say that yird is oisa nisuyin, shan nisuyin nidam nisuyin davia. And there's a difference between when she gets married by herself and the adon does yird with her, and therefore that creates a nisuyin without having the father's involvement from the nisuyin that's done by the father. And of course, even though she's yaitim reshus of the father gives her over for nisuyin as a ktana. However, when an adon does yid with a ktana, even though it would be oisin nisuyin, it would still not remove her from her father's reshus, and the father would still be able to sell her. And the Gemara continues and says that the original question is a good question, because hai mai bishlam eirisim eirisin shiny. We could understand min asvara that there's a difference between a father being mekadosh his daughter, or when his daughter has kedushin in the case of yud. And as Rashi says, the ikla meima av kapit kra the little zavna busted the kitchar. It's possible to understand that the Torah is makbid that a father should not go and sell his daughter after he was mekadoshah v'kivin dahana kedushin lav iu avid. However, in the case of yud where he didn't actually create this kedushin and he wasn't involved in the kedushin, possibly in that case nitlay reshus l'mikra, it's possible to have a svara to say that he would still have the right to sell her off as an amaria, even though at one point she was mekudeshes. The Gemara continues, el nesuyim nesuyim mishayni, but again nesuyim, it's irrelevant who actually created nesuyim, as the din of nesuyim is that this woman becomes a different type of person, and at this point she's considered nesuya, and therefore she's removed completely from the reshus of her father, and therefore it shouldn't make a difference if the father was the one who actually created nesuyim, and therefore she goes out of the reshus of her father, or if the adon was the one who did yud, and therefore he created nesuyim. Even in that case, the din should be that this woman is no longer the reshus of the father, and therefore he would have no right to sell her as an amaria, and therefore by the fact that the brisa stated v'shavin shemeicha al manal kohen gadol, we have a raya that yid is irisin eisa and yid is not eisa nesuyin. And ayin taisis at the bottom of daf yud chesam beis and bishlei me irisin shani, where taisis explains l'kachi yish liyashe pirsha kudrus hachi that bishlei me irisin shani akate b'shusi da'avi l'chol mili liyarshu l'tamilo l'hafin erem bay l'chutz m'mechira she'ina rishoy l'meicha ashe kibu kasa kudusha. And im kain ha'milso ha'vechidish, this idea is a chidish ve'ikla meima in l'chaboy el chidushai ve'ikla ukmei ha'chidish be'irisin yidei, and therefore we could say that we would limit this chidish to only a case where he was mekadeshah pirish kishakibu l'aviyah kedushin, where the father was mekabal kedushin for his daughter av nesurin gemurin the maftala l'gamim rishus edav, but b'negei nesurin even a ketana leaves the rishus of her father im kain ein l'chalik be nesurin didah l'nesurin yidei, therefore of nesurin didah nami, even when she got married and the father had nothing to do with it, for example in the case of yid le'matzi mazbin law, then the father could still not sell her ayin in taisis. Gemara continues now if you test him at all for nachma yitzel the amma filu rabbi yitzel b'yudah ma'isu yishayin shal kedushin inu, that even according to rabbi yitzel b'yudah when an odin is miyayid an amaria, original kesef that the odin gave to the father as the kinyan for the amaria is actually what's going to be used for the ma'is kedushin. So my mukim law, how will he explain the b'isa as l'chayra, even if we would say that the yud is iris in b'isa, till the father already got him married at one point, and therefore the din should be that in shivchus acha ishes like Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon stated. And the Gemara answers, "Ein chenami mukim like Rabbi Eliezer." He would say that this brisa is going specifically according to Shita Rabbi Eliezer. The Amal Shivchas Acha Shivchas who like Matzim Mazmin Law. The person cannot sell his daughter as an Amaria, and then once she goes out free, sell her once again as an Amaria. Aval Shivchas Acha Ishes Matzim Mazmin Law. But he holds that there is no problem if Reuven's Mekadosh his daughter, and after he's Mekadosh her, he sells her as a Shivcha. And Lefizeh works out very well when the brisa stated, "Veshavin Shemeicha Al Manal Kain Gadol." It's talking about a case the father sold his daughter as an Amaria, and then the other did yud, and even though the father is involved in this yud, because the original kesef that was used for the kinyan is actually the kesef kedushin, but if the other will now die, and therefore Rachel will become an almana, and since the din is that yud was only eiris in Esau, so she'll now go back to her father's rishus, since this brisa holds like Rabbi Eliezer that yeh shifchas acha ishes, therefore the father still has a right to go and sell her once again as an Amar Ria. Rashi points out that although in the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches and Beis, Mura seemed to have ignored the Shita Rabbi Elazar as the Gemara kept going according to Shita Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon. However, Zok Rashi, that's because that generally we like to ignore the Shita Rabbi Elazar because Rabbi Elazar Shamuti, as Rabbi Elazar was put in Chayrim, or Rabbi Elazar is from Beis Shammai, and therefore Beis Shammai B'makom Beisil in the Mishnah. However, now that we didn't have any choice, so therefore we say that this price is going according to Rabbi Elazar, and we will stop over here.